Welcome to Secure Your Life. I am your host, Diamond Taylor, and this is Magic Monday. Yes, it is. This segment is all about various financial topics with on-time solutions from A to Z. Real talk, giving you no-holds-bar advice and lessons on how you can end your financial nightmare, where the audience asks the questions and we search for the solutions. It is all about you on Mosaic Monday. So I am so happy that you can join us this evening. And I want to give you our call-in number. It is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. And before we do anything on Secure Your Life, we must play our disclaimer. So stay tuned for us to do a little housekeeping and play our disclaimer. It is time for us to do a little housekeeping. For Secure Your Life, the views and opinions expressed on the show may not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the host, the sponsors, this station, and that of Paragon Productions. The content and or information that is referenced and referred on this show are intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. We encourage our listeners to seek direct consultation from a qualified, licensed, and certified professional. The purpose of this show is to provide an open forum where one is free to express his or her opinion in a no-holds-bar discussion about money, personal finances, and business matters. Now, it is time for you to sit back and participate and enjoy the show. And thank you for tuning in to Secure Your Life. Okay, now we are definitely back, and I would like to invite you to join us live so you can ask your questions and or comments. The phone number is 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. Or you can join us in the chat room. I'd be happy to take your questions and or comments there. As well as on Twitter, you can reach us at Twitter at Secure Your Life or Facebook at Secure Your Life, where again, we will take your questions and or comments. And if you would like to email us, you can do so at SYLshow, SHOW, at ATT.NET. So that's SYLshow at ATT.NET. And we will gladly take your comment and or questions. Or if you have something that you would like us to discuss on future shows, please do not hesitate to email us. We do get back to you as soon as possible, and we will let you know if your topic has definitely been chosen as one that we will actually talk about on the show. So we are open to any suggestions as far as topics that concern you. We at Secure Your Life are very interested in what our audience members would like to discuss. Now, for tonight's show, our topic for this evening, we will be covering why you need a will. That would be a living will also. How to protect your credit card numbers online. Free financial literacy programs and green tax credit extension. So as you see, we have a full show for you tonight, and I cannot wait to get started. And if you just joined us, before we get started, if you would like to have your topic discussed, because this is Mosaic Monday, and we do take your questions and or comments right live on the show tonight. The phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. Now let us get into our topic this evening as to why you need a living will. Now, I know for the most of us, we do not want to talk about such a topic as a living will, but it is definitely necessary, especially if you would like your estate planning to be done ahead of time and that your loved ones can definitely go by your dictates of what you particularly would like to have happen for you. So that is why you need a living will. This is often ignored. Estate planning combined offers great control over your future and makes a difficult time easier for your loved ones. So this is why it is important for you to actually sit down and create a living will for yourself. And like I said, a lot of times we do not want to deal with those things, but unfortunately for us, we do definitely need to deal with that, especially when it comes to your health care and your will and what you would like to have happen. You do need to let your family members know. And also, you may want to elect someone to have medical power of attorney, which is very important and is a part of your legal process. And you can seek counsel to do this. But there are also software packages that you can actually get either online or from your local stationery store like Staples and Office Max. They actually do have programs that you can actually buy, that you can actually write out your living will without contacting counsel. But like I said, it is one of those things that I think is very important, and I think there's something that we really do need to look at, especially if you are caring for ailing parents or grandparents. This may be something that you do need to actually talk to them about. You know, what would they like to have happen if they have become incapacitated medically? What are their wishes in regards to resuscitation, or what kind of medical procedures in which they would like to have or not have if they are incapacitated? How would they like you to handle their affairs? And that's one of the things that are very, very important. And in the onset of their having to have passed, what are the things that they would like to have happen in regards to their arrangements that need to be made? It makes it a whole lot easier on your family if your loved ones actually have their wishes dictated. So this is very, very important. Now, like I said, I do know that unfortunately a lot of us do not want to deal with those issues. Now, here's a little statistics. Only 13% of African Americans have a living will compared to 32% of whites. So African Americans are literally behind the eight ball in regards to this. And I think it's because of one of the things that we just do not want to deal with. And here again, as I said before, we really do need to deal with those kind of issues, especially when it comes to the end of the life wishes for your loved ones, including yourself. You really need to decide on how you would like your arrangements to be handled. And according to the National Center of Health, you know, there's a lot of people who do not deal with these issues. As I said before, statistically speaking, only 13% of African Americans have a living will compared to those of whites that are 32% have a living will. And it does, you have to think about this, especially on the financial burden of your family. A lot of African Americans do not even have life insurance and are very underserved when it comes to that, and definitely in regards to health insurance. So you do need to start thinking about that. And if you have children that you might be leaving behind, if you do not have a will and do not have these things set up, you are actually putting yourself and your loved ones in a very harsh situation where they're having to make decisions that you might not agree to. And especially with a will, you can actually dictate who you want your assets to go to. And that is very, very important so that your family members are not fighting amongst themselves over what is left. And I think that is unfortunate. A lot of families do break up at the onset of a loved one passing. Although they're also dealing with their grief, a lot of family members are also dealing with greed also. So if you do not want your loved ones to have to deal with that particular scenario, then it is very much suggested that you do leave a will. And a living will is one of those things that you actually can dictate what you want to have happen, as well as a regular will. A regular will actually dictates what will happen after your passing, but a living will also dictates what is happening with your health care and how you want those things to happen for you, what kind of plan you have put in place. And like I said, it is very important that you do seek legal counsel in regards to this. You know, like I said, you don't necessarily have to have a lawyer to actually draw up this information for you, but it does not hurt to call legal aid to actually find out some great information, some of which you might be able to get for free. So we do suggest that you do definitely call legal aid if you do not have an attorney and find out some basic information, or surf the web. The web, the internet is your friend. As I have said on several occasions on my show, that you can find valuable and viable information on the internet that can actually help you do a lot of things. You can also find templates of wills as well as living wills that you can kind of find and use that as a guide as you write your own, which I think is very important, especially, like I said, if you're dealing with ailing loved ones, if you're dealing with your parents and they are of older age, beyond 65, this may be something that you need to sit down with them. If they do not have a living will, you need to sit down with them and actually talk to them about what their wishes might be And you also, because we're all not promised tomorrow, you'd be surprised. It may be the other way around, where your parents may have to make decisions on your behalf. So you do need to sit down with them and tell them your wishes, as well as if you have children and you have designated godparents for your children, you need to sit down with the godparents and actually tell them what your wishes are. Those are very important things, especially if your wishes are for your children to be cared for by their godparents and not necessarily your other relatives. Those are the things that really need to be hashed out prior to. Very, very important issues that you really do need to take the time out to take care of. And as far as if your children are of age, you do need to let them know where all of these important documents are. At least let someone know in your family where all of your important papers are, the insurance papers, where your will is, unless you are giving it to an attorney for which they are going to govern how things are going. You know, if your attorney is going to be the one that is handling your affairs, then you also need to let your loved ones know this as well so that they can get in touch with your attorney just in case. So there are some really important things that you really need to think about when you are coming across about your living wills. And I'm going to go over some do's and don'ts. Living wills, do's and don'ts. Take some time to plan ahead and consider what your wishes will be if you cannot make decisions on your own. That is very, very important. Here's a do not. Do not wait until the last minute to create a very important document. That is a don't. Okay, here's another do. Do structure your living will in a simple, straightforward fashion that will allow loved ones to easily make decisions on your behalf. So in other words, make it straight to the point, exactly what you want, and bullet point them, A, B, C, or 1, 2, 3, making it very simple and concise what your wishes are. Here is a don't. Do not think that you don't need a will because you don't have a large amount of assets. That is a wrong attitude. Any asset that you have, you do definitely need a will, because you do not want one for any of your assets to be allocated elsewhere, and you do not want the government to take seize of your assets because you did not leave a will. Here is a do. Do consider as many what-if scenarios as possible when drafting your living will. That is very important. You need to have a what-if list. What if I am unable to make this medical decisions because I'm incapacitated? Then my wishes would be for this person to make my wishes known. What if I am unable to make decisions as far as my children are concerned for whatever reason? Then I would like this person to take charge of my children and their affairs. So as many what-if scenarios that you can come up with, then you need to actually answer your what-if and make it, like I said, straightforward and concise so that your loved ones can definitely make those decisions. Here is another do not or don't. Don't assume that just because you are young or because no one else in your family has a living will that you do not need one. That is false. You definitely need one, and it doesn't matter how old you are, because our time on this planet is not certain. We do not know our ending date, or I should say our expiration date. So you do need to make sure that your affairs are definitely in order, and you do want your wishes to be granted in regards and not have someone else make those decisions for you when you are able and capable of making those decisions for yourself right now. So those are some of the do's and don'ts of having and making your own living will, which I have said before is very, very important. And you do need to talk to your other loved ones, especially your parents and grandparents, about that. And here again, as we have said before, it doesn't matter what your age is. You definitely need to have one, no matter what age you are. Okay, we're moving right along. And if you just joined us, you're listening to Secure Your Life. And it is Mosaic Monday, and it is all about you. Various topics, solutions from A to Z, real talk, no holds barred, advice and lessons. It is your audience choice. You ask the questions, we find the solutions. It is all about you on Mosaic Monday. And if you would like to join us live, our phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. You can always join us on Twitter at Secure Your Life or Facebook at Secure Your Life, or you can join us directly in the chat room. I will be happy to take your questions and or comments and read them over the air. I am checking our chat room now. Okay, we do have a question in the chat room. And our question is, what do I do if I would like to try to get my parents to do a living will? Our father is ailing now, and we are debating on the idea of a nursing home for him. He is not incapacitated, and he is in his right mind. Should I bring up the idea of him setting up a living will so therefore we can go by his wishes, or should we just leave this up to our mom so that she can make whatever her wishes be known? Okay, well, here's the thing. Since your father is in his right mind, he's just ailing, then I suggest that you do sit down with your father and all of your siblings, including your mom, and actually tell him why it is important for him to make those decisions for himself so that the whole family will know what his wishes are. At no point in time do you want your family member, no matter who they are, especially if they're older and they are within their grips of their right mind, you don't want them to feel as if they're not in control of their life. So it will behoove you, as well as the rest of your siblings and your mom, to allow them the dignity to be able to dictate what they would like to have happen for them medically, as well as their final wishes upon their death. So you definitely do need to sit down with your father, especially if it comes to the point where he may have to go to a nursing home. You do want to be able to have him be a part of the decision making, because that is, again, it is his life, and it is not fair for anyone to take that upon themselves and just basically treat him as if he is a child and have no rights or part of the decision making in his own life. So I would think that you need to do this as soon as possible and get all of your siblings together, as well as your mother, and sit down with your mom and dad and create the living will, not only just for your father, but create one for your mom as well. And then you should also discuss with your siblings and yourself putting together a living will so that everyone will know what each other's wishes are and so that those things can be carried out. So I think that that is very important. I hope that I have done a decent job in answering your question, and thank you so much for putting that question out there, because I'm pretty sure there are a lot of people who also had the same question in mind. Okay, here's another person that's in our chat room, and they wanted to know, does age matter? Does age matter when putting together a will? I am only 22 years old and didn't think that it was necessary for me to have a will, or even a living will for that matter, due to my young age. Okay, like we said previously, age does not matter. So if there is something that you would like to have happen or not happen, then you definitely do need to write that down. You need to let your loved ones know what your wishes are. And like I said, it is so easy to obtain the software or even a template. It doesn't have to be in great lengths for you to do this. You can actually go online and find a template for you to be able to do your living will. You can also go to any of your local stationery stores like Staples, OfficeMax, Office Depot. They do have software as well as the actual forms to create your living will. So those are just a few suggestions. And like I said, the internet is your best friend. You can definitely find information on the web that will give you a template for that. You also might want to also call legal aid because there's someone there that can actually give you great advice on what to do. So as I said before, I hope this answered your question. No age does not matter. And as a matter of fact, you do need to let someone know what your wishes are, no matter what age you are. Okay. Well, if you just joined us, you are listening to Secure Your Life. This is Mosaic Monday, and we are talking about a variety of subjects. I am here to take your questions and or comments. Right now, we are talking about living will. We're going to move on to our other topics this evening, as how to protect your credit card online is our next topic. And then after that, free financial literacy program that the government has going on. And then we're going to go to green tax credit extension. So we have such a full program, but as always, it is audience choice. We are talking about various topics on Mosaic Monday for Secure Your Life. And if you would like to join us in the chat room, and I will read your question and or comment over the air, please feel free, or you can join us live, and that would be area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. I'd be glad to take your comment and or question over the air. And we're going to keep the ball rolling in our conversation going. I'm going to check the chat room one more time. If there's any questions and or comments about what the do's and don'ts of creating a living will, I'll be glad to take that. And then if not, we're going to roll on to our next topic, which is how to protect your credit card number online. Now, that is very important. Protecting your credit card number online. I know a lot of us shop online. I know I'm one of the ones that shop online. And for me, I actually have a separate card that I use just for online purchases. But if you're not one to do that, I suggest that you possibly do create a situation where you have a separate card. And that will protect you. I usually use those prepaid Visa or MasterCard. Or American Express, for that matter, they do have prepaid cards that you can use. But let's find out more information. Shopping online. Protecting your credit card number online. Shopping online is convenient and it definitely saves time. But you also have to think about the risk of identity theft. And that is a big problem. Identity theft is a really, really big problem. If you don't feel comfortable using your credit card number when shopping online, you can use a short-term number instead. All you have to do is contact the credit card issuer or your bank and request a short-term number. The bank will provide a new temporary number that is linked to your credit card number. Bank of America is one of the options that they do have. So Bank of America is one that does have this option. They will link your credit card account to your bank account or your credit card. And then you, through the ShopSafe program, so Bank of America has a program called ShopSafe. Now, Citibank also offers a similar service, which is called Virtual Account Number. It's a temporary number that's free of charge. So you can actually go to two of the ones that I have checked out, and that's Bank of America. Bank of America has a ShopSafe program. That's the name of their program. And Citibank, they have a program. It's called, they call it a virtual account number. So you want to call those banking institutions and actually find out from them how you can get those numbers so that you can actually shop safe online. So like I said, for me, I do actually have an account with one of those banking institutions. So now that I know that that is definitely an alternative, I myself was going to take advantage of that program, and I suggest that you do the same. And also, again, like I had suggested before, you can also get a prepaid Visa card in which it is not attached to anything. It is not attached to your account. This is money that you have already put in. You prepaid it, and you use the Visa account. It has a Visa logo on it, so you use it just like you would a regular credit card account. And this way, only thing that gets charged on there is what you charge. And if someone tries to create identity theft, then it is virtually impossible for them to connect your account with anything else. And also with those prepaid cards, they do have some safeguards on them as well. I suggest that you read the fine print that is included with the card to find out what those safeguards are. So here again, you don't have to shy away from shopping online. You can definitely do so, but you must protect yourself and do such safely. And we will go over this again. You can utilize the prepaid program through the prepaid Visa, MasterCard, and American Express. They do offer those programs that you can actually shop online using your prepaid card. And you can also go to Bank of America and go to their Shop Safe program and actually get a temporary number that you will utilize just for your online purposes of shopping, and it does not have any vital information about you, so they cannot access anything that will harm your identity, so you will not be a part of the identity theft. Citibank also has that program called a virtual account number, and it is a temporary number that is free of charge. So I suggest that you definitely take advantage of those programs. But also, you know, if you have a bank account at another institution, banking institution, take advantage of theirs too. You know, that is what the tellers are for. You know, you need to go inside, talk to someone, and find out if indeed they have a program in which they can give you a temporary number that has nothing to do with your identity or your other accounts that are involved with their banking institution, and find out if your banking institution also gives that kind of program. So it's something that you may need to do your little homework on. And here again, always read the fine print. And if you find that there is a fraudulent charge or unauthorized charge on your account, I suggest that as soon as you find this out, you immediately take action. Because the sooner that you take action, the sooner that they can actually put a trouble ticket on that and get in touch with the merchant to find out what was going on, because you are disputing the charge, so that they can actually refund your money if, in fact, it has been done fraudulently and you did not authorize these charges. The sooner the better. You need to find out from your card, from the card company, what's their procedures if, indeed, you have been a victim of fraudulent charges on or unauthorized charges on your card. What do you need to do, and how soon can they replace your money? So that is something that you really need to look into, but do not shy away from actually shopping online. It is very convenient, and it can be very safe. And unfortunately, there are predators out there, so you do need to keep that in mind. I'm getting ready to check the chat room as well as our phone lines and Twitter. But if you just joined us, you're listening to Secure Your Life. And this is Mosaic Monday, and we are taking your on-time solutions from A to Z. Remember, it's all about the audience choice on Mosaic Monday, and we are talking about how to protect your credit card number while shopping online. And if you like to speak with me live, you can do so at area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. Or you can also tweet us, and that's Twitter at Secure Your Life, or Facebook at Secure Your Life, as well as the chat room. I'm checking the chat room right now, and we do have some comments and or questions, and I will read them on the air. Okay, now one of our audience members wanted to know exactly how soon, how long does it take for you to get this temporary number? Well, here's the thing. It all depends on your institution, your banking institution or your credit card company. I'm pretty sure that it should not take that long in which to acquire the temporary number. Like I said, Bank of America has a very good program, as well as Citibank. Now, what I love about Bank of America is if you actually have been a victim of identity theft or if you have been a victim of unauthorized charges, I love their return policy. They will actually try to retrieve your money within business days. I think it's like the next business day if they find out that you indeed have been a victim of that. So they have an excellent program, and they're definitely willing to work with you. Citibank also, like I said, they have the virtual account number, which is a temporary number that you can use free of charge. So you need to contact them. But if those are not your banking institutions, then you definitely need to contact wherever you're banking or whoever your credit card company is and find out from them what is the recovery time, because it does vary from institution to institution. Now, I hope I have answered your question effectively. And like I said, you do need to contact those institutions, because the timeline may vary from institution to institution. Okay. Now, here's another comment. I love shopping online, and I have taken your advice before by utilizing my prepaid credit card. I love it. Thanks a lot. You are so welcome. I'm so glad that I have given such great advice. And like I said, if you are one that likes to shop a lot online, you know, you also can use PayPal. PayPal accounts are great. So you can also, you know, contact PayPal and find out how that whole program works, because that is something that you can actually utilize. And a lot of merchants, they do accept PayPal. So that is another good advice that you can take, and utilizing the PayPal system. Go on PayPal.com and find out all of the information in which you can utilize while shopping online. All right. Now we have another comment as far as shopping online with a credit card and protecting yourself. Oh, okay. I have a horror story to tell. Unfortunately, I did shop online utilizing my bank card and was not thinking that I've given away all of my information, and as a result had a really hard time when they indeed did empty my account. My question to you is, how soon, you know, you need to act quickly when you find out that there has been fraudulent charges on your account. You do need to let your banking institution know immediately. And I'm not sure who you bank with, but you definitely need to let them know immediately. You also need to call the police and make a police report, because I'm pretty sure that that is one of the procedures. So you definitely need to find out, and you need to give them precise information as soon as you possibly can about the merchants in which you would use that your card was compromised. And I'm not sure about how soon the recovery rate, because it does depend on the banking institution. And I am so sorry that that happened to you. And hopefully you will be able to find some resolve pretty quickly with your situation. And again, please let me know the follow-up on that, please. And you can email me at sylshow, S-H-O-W, at att.net. So that's sylshow@att.net. I would like to hear some follow-up on that, and hopefully, and good luck to you, that there will be a quick resolve to your issue. Okay, moving right along. If you just joined us, you're listening to Secure Your Life. This is Mosaic Monday, and we're talking about a variety of subjects, on-time solutions from A to Z, real talk, no holds barred, advice and lessons, where the audience asks the questions and we search for the solutions. It is all about you on Mosaic Monday, and you can talk with me live or actually join us in the chat room, Twitter, or Facebook. If you'd like to speak with me live, the phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. Or you can join me in the chat room. I will read your questions and or comments on the air. Or you can tweet us, and that's Twitter at Secure Your Life or Facebook at Secure Your Life. Now we're going to start talking about the free literature program that the government has. Well, this is really interesting. Did you know there is free financial literacy program? Just in time for April, the month of April is personal finance and budgeting. The website of the U.S. Mint is www.mint.com. So that's www.mint.com. So that's mint.com. It's offering a free online financial literacy program for middle school students, teachers, and their families. The curriculum will place an emphasis on budgeting, savings, and setting financial goals. Participants will learn personal finance terms and problem solving. In addition, the Mint has partnered with educational publisher Scholastic to offer free classroom materials and develop an interactive game focused on personal finances. Teachers can gain access to this online financial literacy program now by visiting Scholastic website, and that's www.scholastic.com/mint. So that's www.scholastic.com/mint. So that's www.scholastic.com/mint. Well, that is some interesting information, especially for our middle school students. Now, and it says their families, so do not hesitate, parents, to get on the website and find out about this financial literacy program. And pass this along to your kids' school and let their teachers know, because this is something that we want to advocate, and I definitely advocate this on our show. We have a whole show which airs on Thursday night, and it's called Your Kids, Your Money, Your Plans, and we talk all about creating financial literacy for our children, so to create financially smart kids. So this is something that you definitely would like to pass on to your child's teacher as well as their school, and this is something that you as a parent can definitely pass on, and they do have it for their family. So don't hesitate yourself to actually get online and find out about the information that you can actually utilize for your kids as well as yourself, because we can never get enough information on how to help us become more financially savvy. So that is all about financial literacy. And someone in the chat room said this is a great program, that they did pass this on to their teachers at their child's school. The school was already a participant in the program. Well, hooray for them. I'm so happy to hear that our teachers are being proactive when it comes to the literacy of our kids. That's great, because personal finance is something that they can have the knowledge of for the rest of their lives. That is something that will grow with them as they grow, and they definitely need that kind of information. And us as parents as well can utilize the information. So we need to help our children become financially literate So we want to advocate financial literacy. So this is definitely a great thing. And I did find this information, by the way, in blackenterprise.com. It's in the money section, so you can actually utilize that yourself. You can go online to www.blackenterprise.com for more information, as well as scholastic.com/mint if you would like to find out more information about the free financial literacy program. Don't hesitate to find out. Like I said, the World Wide Web, the Internet is your best friend. You can find information on almost every topic known to man. So if there are any questions and or comments about the program, I would be glad to take those questions and comments now. Oh, we do have our listener right now. They actually do have something that they would like to share. You can share those things with us if you would like. The phone number, again, is 347-884-9343. Again, that's area code 347-884-9343. And we would like to keep this going. We're going to take a short break. And right after we come from our break, I am going to take more phone calls. If you like to have your question and or comment answered online, I'll be happy to do so right now. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343, and I will be right back after this break. We are back after our little break. Okay, so if you just joined us, you are listening to Secure Your Life, and this is Mosaic Monday, and we can be reached at area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. And moving right along, we are going to talk briefly about our green tax extension program. All right. So, for those of you who missed the deadline for making the energy efficient home appliances for the tax season of 2010, don't fret. The home improvement tax credit has been extended to December 31st of 2011. So that is great. The only downside is the credit for the upgrade, such as installation of heating, ventilation, and air condition, is less for the tax season of 2010 tax year. Homeowners could receive 30% of the cost of basic energy-efficient home appliances project, which is up to $1,500 for the tax year of 2011, which is reduced from 10% up to $500 for the basic improvement projects. However, most costly improvements such as geothermal heating pumps and solar energy improvements are up to a credit of 30% and no upper limits. Beware of those energy credits apply only to the principal resident, which means that if you own rental property, you will not be able to take advantage of those tax incentives for your rental property. You will only be able to take advantage of them for your primary residence. So do not fret for those of you all who missed out on the initial energy efficient green tax extension. It is extended until December 31st of 2011. So that is some great news for those of you who did not have an opportunity to take advantage of the tax credit for this past 2010 tax year. You will be able to take advantage of it in the 2011 tax year, which is great. But remember, with all of those appliances, you will not be able to take advantage of those if you own rental property. It is only applicable to your primary residence. So, with that in mind, you definitely do need to talk to your accountant. I advise you all to definitely take advantage of any tax incentives that you can, any rebates that's going on. And the best way to do that is to actually contact your tax accountant, or if you don't have one, you can definitely contact H&R Block, in different places like that. H&R Block is a very good one. Jackson Hewitt is another one that you can contact, but definitely get in contact with someone that is a professional, that they can actually help you gain access to all of those tax incentives. So do yourself a favor, start early, don't wait till the last minute, and you have until December 31st of 2011 to get in those tax incentives. And I suggest that with the economy being the way it is, everybody's trying to save every possible dime that they can, take advantage of that. Definitely take advantage of that. Now, what I'm going to do, go to the chat room and see what's going on in there. We have a lot of things going on. Well, we have one person that said that their accountant advised them to take advantage of every tax incentive, and they was able to save a lot of money and was actually given a greater return when last year they owed. Well, good for you. Hooray, hooray. I'm so happy to hear that. I really, really am. Especially when you're able to save money or even get money, you need to definitely take advantage. And your tax accountant can definitely help you. And for those of you who do not have one, why don't you just call H&R Block or Jackson Hewitt? And I'm not actually endorsing any one of those, but those are the ones that are well known and for their services. But you need to actually contact any type of tax attorney. I mean, not tax attorney, but tax accountant, really, to find out what your incentives are, what kind of rebates, you know, what kind of discounts, and what kind of deductions you can have. So that is great advice that you need to take advantage of. And I always suggest that you contact a professional when you're doing your taxes. You know, and even TurboTax, you know, that's a program that actually helps you get some great savings and deductions. So you really, really need to look into that, especially when you're dealing with your taxes. And for those of you all who are having problems with the IRS, I suggest that you definitely seek counsel. Don't try to go in there by yourself because you don't have to. You really should seek outside consultation for those issues. And we are almost out of time, guys. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe how quickly the time has just gone past us. So I'm going to say good night to all of you all, and thank you for joining me today for Secure Your Life. And until next time, goodbye, everyone.